the ego doesn't necessarily drive the ship anymore, but my ego is constantly trying to take the wheel.
And so then you just ask yourself the really powerful yet simple question, like, what if you could do that? Like, what if you became the person that was able to do that?
Like, if you want a cheat code to what we as a species, what human beings care about most, we want to be happy and we want to feel love.
Like, my identity outside of people that don't know me is clearly an athlete. He's an AFL player and that's it. And I get that, that's fine. But then the people that are close to me see me as more than that.
It took around 4 months to be diagnosed because no one could figure it out because I was so fit and healthy.
So that's the biggest thing I want to encourage everybody for, is that you are enough. You are enough to do anything that you want to do.
Welcome back to the Never Too Late podcast, everyone. Thought I'd just jump on today and give a little bit of a life update, a little bit about me and what's been going on the last few months. In terms of the podcast, I've had some incredible guests on lately, and if you haven't already, go back and listen to all of them. Wherever you start from the very start and work your way through. There's some great guests and all share some incredible knowledge. So definitely encourage you all to go back and have a look at those. But yeah, it seems to be like I'm getting on a good run with all the episodes, and hopefully you're all enjoying it. And I think from the feedback and a lot of the feedback I'm getting, you are. So thanks for all that feedback, and glad that you're all loving the growth of the podcast. And I think one thing that ties in really well is this optimization of health, and not just health, but us as humans and performance. And I think that's something that we can all sort of always improve on and grow with, and sort of have a curiosity about what our potential might be. And tying that back into my golf, as I have sort of touched on a few times earlier, like, it has been a pretty tough sort of 12 to 18 months on the golf course. And this winter, I really decided to not travel overseas and play any tournaments, and sort of use the, what was it, probably 3 or 4 months as a bit of a training block to focus on all the things that helped me be me and help me perform my highest. I sort of had to strip things back to their bare essentials and really, I guess, remember what works best for me and what those simple things are. So that was working with my coach, Darren Cole, and we did sessions every week to every fortnight, and just working on getting my body and the bigger muscles to carry the golf club, allowing my swing to be very natural and very free-flowing like I felt like it was, sort of getting back to that side of things in terms of the actual golf swing. And that has been very difficult. And only up until the last few weeks have I really been able to start to play some really consistent golf, and the confidence is building and building on that work that I've been putting in the practice, in the time on the range, in the time on the course. Only recently has it been able to sort of take that level, that step forward, I guess, and really start to build on the confidence and the shot shaping that I'm looking for. And I've sort of touched on how difficult a time it has been, and I've had a few things that I've been able to, I guess, draw on and lean into during that time. For me, I've said it before and I'll say it again, meditation. I've done a 15 meditation. I've moved it to at night. So a 15-minute meditation before I go to bed to sort of help lower the nervous system before I then try and go to sleep. Journaling with a gratitude practice. That's something I do every day at night as well. So 3 things I'm grateful for during the day. And then sort of have a little paragraph where I talk about what's happened during my day, what my feelings were, what went good, what didn't go as well, what I want to focus on for the next day, and sort of getting my thoughts out of my head onto the piece of paper. And then also a big thing before I jump into the big thing that's been a big help, another thing has been the gym. And that's been a constant and something that I've tried to really knuckle down on and get into a good routine with while I've had this time at home. And I think I've been able to do that really well and been able to build on, I guess, some of the things that I had learned from previous trainers and some of the sets and reps that I focus on in there and see some strength improvements, which is great. So that gym side of things has been really good, and I've enjoyed doing that. But also at the same time, when I haven't wanted to do sessions, I've still made a good point of going, and I always feel good after I go. And yeah, it's all about sort of being consistent with that, and I guess prioritizing those sort of things when you don't really feel like doing it. And that's something that I'm big on, and it's almost like a promise to yourself that I will do this and I will get it done and you'll feel better after it. So yeah, that's definitely something on the gym side of things that's really helped. Another thing is since talking to Dr. Anthony Chafee, who I had on the podcast, I've changed my diet a little bit to something very similar to what he spoke about with a carnivore diet. And I've been doing that for nearly 2 months now. And just as a bit of I really wanted to try it and see what it was like. And I guess from the outside, a lot of people have opinions on what that might be. But until you try it out for yourself, you don't really know. So I wanted to really give that a go and see, hey, how did that suit me? And so far, since doing it for nearly 2 months, it's I feel great. I've got constant energy. I sleep really well. Feel a lot lighter in my body. I've lost some body fat, which was sort of something that I had a little bit of a goal of doing, well, as in an outcome goal from doing the carnivore diet. And yeah, it's been really interesting to sort of see how it's been able to help me. And my skin looks like it's really, not that it was ever not that clear, but like a very vibrant in color. And yeah, I just feel great energy wise and very consistent with my energy. There's no sugar or glucose to spike that and go on any energy roller coasters. So yeah, the carnivore diet has been really good for me and something that I'll keep sort of playing around with and see how it goes for me in my season and in my tournaments. One thing I have done sort of here and there is given myself, I haven't been 100% strict. Once a week I'll have, whether it's a meal or a little, I like ice cream still, so I might have once a week a little bit of ice cream, or maybe just not a cheat meal because I still like to eat really, really well in general. But yeah, whether it's an ice cream or just another meal with a bit of, I don't know, rice or something like that. So yeah, I've been quite impressed with, one, myself for sort of sticking to it, but then also like how it's made me feel. And yeah, I'm going to keep going with it for a bit and sort of just see how it keeps rolling on with that. So that's a little bit about that. What else? Oh yeah, I wanted to touch on, I guess, sort of some of the people around me and sort of the people, support networks and people I've been able to lean on during the difficult time on the course. And my manager and mentor, Alistair Richardson, has been massive in that. My family, my girlfriend, Sean, and a few others that have been really close to me to help me through that. My best mate, Alex, it's just been great to catch up with him and just chat through, I guess, what I've been thinking in my head and some of the thoughts, and just having someone there to bounce some ideas off. And just sometimes I think friends and family are great people to chat to and sort of bounce your thoughts off with them, because I guess they have a neutral sort of perspective on things. They're not in the position that you're in and they're not in your shoes. So I found that really good, and something that I feel very lucky and grateful that I've been able to turn to those people to help me through those sort of times. And then in terms of, I guess, some other people, I guess my coach, Darren Cole, I've been able to talk to him about the situation and sort of put in a plan about going forward and what that looks like. I think this episode will come out before I interviewed my physio, Coral Wildenboer, and he will, as you'll hear probably the episode after this, you'll hear about sort of some of the work he's done. And I've been working with him now for a few months, and that's been absolutely amazing for me and a great way to sort of get my body really in shape before the season starts and learn about what works best for my body and how I can improve my movement patterns, how my breathing is really important and helps my nervous system. So we focus on those sort of things, and being able to chat to him about some of the things as well has helped a lot. Nick Moss, I caught up with him 2 weeks ago, and I think our session, he's my functional neurologist that I see. And if you haven't listened to the episode with Nick Moss, I definitely recommend going back and listening to that. It was one of my earlier episodes, but he shares some incredible knowledge on that episode. And I had a great session with him a few weeks ago, sort of just talking about where I was at in this moment and what the path forward looks like. And I came out of it with an extreme amount of clarity and positivity about what I want to do going forward and how I'm going to keep being the best version of myself off the course and on the course as well. So, and how they can both tie in and work alongside each other. So yeah, I'm really excited for that. And then also Amanda Campbell, another guest I've had on the podcast. She's a kinesiologist that I see here and there as well. And yeah, they've both played such, both Nick and Amanda have played such big roles in helping me be the person I am and continuing to grow into. So I'm very grateful for the ability to see those two. And it's definitely helped me keep growing as a person and learning during the times that have been a little bit difficult. Well, very difficult, I have to say at times, if I'm being honest, it was extremely tough. And I definitely feel like now I've turned the corner, both in terms of my plan about going forward. I'm very set and committed on what I'm going to do. And yeah, extremely excited to keep being the best golfer I can be and the best person I can be and having them hand in hand together to be the best Blake that I can be. And yeah, I'm big on that, and it's something that I'm really excited to share with everyone when the season gets going and put some great results on the board. And yeah, just keep being me and being my true authentic self. So it's an exciting time, but being able to utilize all those people that I've mentioned, family, friends, Alistair, the experts that I've been seeing, and Nick, Coral, Amanda, Darren Cole, my girlfriend Sian. There's so many people that I am extremely grateful to have spent a lot of time with, and thank them greatly for all that and their support. There's obviously people that I haven't mentioned that have also had a big impact. So yeah, I also am extremely thankful for them. And as we look forward, as from the last few weeks, sorry, the last 3 months, there's a bit more of an update about what the next period looks like until Christmas. So when this, I think this will come out next week. So this week, when this comes out, it will be the Asian Tour qualifying school at Mount Derrimut Golf Course in Sunshine. So I'll be able to, it's the first stage of that, and I'm looking to qualify onto the Asian Tour. So I think there's about 42 players playing, and there'll be about, we would think about 6, 7, or 8 spots to get through to the final stage in Thailand in January. So I'll be giving that my best shot this week out there. And yeah, really feel like my game is building. My mindset is in a great spot. And I'm excited to see where I can take that. Following along from that, it's basically where the Australasian Tour really kicks off. So we've had one tournament recently in Darwin, which some of you may have seen on my social media, but now we're heading to Western Australia for the West Australian Open, and then the West Australian PGA the week after in Kalgoorlie, and then the TPS event in Adelaide, and then home for a week. And then we go to Queensland for the Queensland PGA, the back home for the Gippsland Super 6, then the Victorian PGA, then the Australian PGA in Queensland, the Australian Open in Sydney, back down to Melbourne for the Cathedral Invitational, and then hopefully finishing off the year with the Sandbelt Invitational. And that almost takes us through to Christmas. So looking ahead, yeah, it's a very busy schedule, but I'm really excited to sort of put into competition all the work that I've been doing on my game in this winter and also on my mindset. And yeah, just sort of really embrace the opportunities that I've got to yeah, test myself under the best conditions of competition and really enjoy being out there. And I know that I've got the game to compete at the highest level. So now is my chance to really, yeah, get out there and do what I can to keep playing my best golf. Something I've done quite well with is sort of staying on top of all the podcast episodes and interviewing people in advance, so that when I do get out there and compete, I'm still able to release episodes for you hopefully each Monday. And one thing I'm sort of big on, when people ask, oh, how do I stay on top of it, or does it take much time, or these sort of things, it's something that I absolutely love doing. And a lot of, for some people and golfers, it's watching Netflix, it's betting on horses, it's going out and maybe having a drink and whatever those things are for them, and their ways to sort of recover and relax, I guess. But for me, I love learning from other people. I've always got a great curiosity about what people are doing to, whether it's improve themselves or just go through life. The curiosity about what makes people tick and those sort of things. It's just fascinating for me, and I love learning about that and listening and talking to people. So it's something that helps me switch off from my golf, but also keep improving myself as a person and building this platform on the Never Too Late podcast for everyone. So yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to keep up with while my tournaments are on, and excited to see how we can keep building on this journey that we're all on together. And I have some great guests lined up, and it's exciting to share that all with you, and I hope you all continue to enjoy. And as I said, and I've said before, like, thank you for all your feedback. I love seeing messages and guest requests and these sort of things. So yeah, I'm very grateful for that, and yeah, going to continue to keep making great content for you all, and yeah, explore the human potential and how we can optimize our health, and sort of be curious about what we can all do to improve. I guess that's all I sort of really wanted to jump on, just give a little bit of an update, a bit about me and what's been going on. I guess maybe before I finish, I've just been reading a really good book, The Mountain Is You, and it's really quite an eye-opening sort of first chapter, and it's a lot around mindset and how we're utilizing our thoughts and what we go through in day-to-day life, and how it can either be, I guess, self-sabotaging or self-improving. And it's been a great book, and I've really enjoyed reading it. So yeah, it's sort of, the reading piece is another thing that I'm quite big on. And yeah, I just love learning and love the curiosity of how I can improve myself to then help other people. And oh, and touching on that, I'd love to mention, I guess, I've been doing the Mojo Crow, Ben Crow mindset course, and that's been over the winter, and that's been really good to be able to sort of put some of the, I guess, values and purpose statements and these sort of things down on paper and into a spot, sort of work through those things about who am I, what do I want, these sort of big questions that often we sort of have in the back of our head but don't actually action on. So to be able to action on that and learn from it has been great. And for me, I guess I function really well when things are like quite clear and I can see, okay, these are my values or this is my purpose. And for me, writing out my purpose has been really helpful. And for me, my purpose helps me then when I'm in any situation, whether it's on the golf course, off the golf course, sort of just sits there in the background, and I can go, yeah, you know what, this is aligning with my purpose and what I'm trying to do. So yeah, I would love to do that, or no, sorry, I can't do that, it doesn't align with my purpose, whatever it might be. So yeah, that's helped a lot. And I guess my purpose here, I'll read it now. My purpose is, I love helping people be their best selves and live their lives to their fullest potential. They feel empowered, confident, happy, and they understand that they are enough. So for me, whenever I'm making decisions about what I'm doing with things off the course, on the course, it all comes back to how I can sort of help people be their best selves and live their lives to their fullest potentials. And then in terms of going to school holiday clinics and help school holiday programs and helping kids there learn how to play golf and these sort of things like that, it's so empowering, and I'm so grateful to be in a position to be able to do that. And it's something I want to continue to grow on with my Instagram and my profile there, and through my golf and my results, is that I can continue to spread positive information and sort of help people live their best lives to their fullest potential and learn that they're incredibly, I guess, skillful and knowledgeable and they're enough. And I think that's really important, and something, something I've really worked on recently, and I can definitely say now that I am enough. And if I ever get into a situation where I feel like maybe I'm a bit out of my depth or something like that, I just always come back to the thought that I'm enough, and that if I continue to be myself, then that's all I can ever do. And yeah, so it really helps a lot, and can sort of help me, yeah, just be my natural self and see how that's received. So yeah, my purpose statement and the Mojo Crow course has been really powerful, and yeah, it's definitely all sort of like leading into the season in a great way. And although that's finished, I'll still be looking at ways to continue my personal development and my learning, whether it is reading or potentially a functional neurology sort of learning vagus nerve course that Nick Moss is doing. And these things are all just sort of online and on the side, and just another great way to keep learning about the human body and the mind and what we can all achieve. So yeah, look, I just wanted to jump on and have a little chat, and hopefully this episode is a good little way for you guys to get to know a little bit more about me and what the last few months have looked like. And then I guess looking forward, now that I'm in a really good place and committed and very, I guess, concise and very focused on where I'm going forward, what I'm doing going forward with Asian Q School and the Australian Tour, and then yeah, my plans there, I think it's a great way to be able to share that with you guys and sort of give you a little update as we do go into these tournaments. And I'm really excited to keep sharing these sort of things with you along the journey and through my Instagram, my Never Too Late Instagram, my golf results, all of that. Yeah, I'm really excited to keep sharing this, and thank you all for your time. One thing I wanted to sort of leave you with was a little I guess statement that I'd sort of come across and felt like I really wanted to share to you guys, and it sort of reflects on the times that I've had recently and I guess coming out the other side and being able to see what that's like and sort of how it's helped me and the person it's sort of turned me into along the way. And I really like this way, and I think it's a great way to sort of finish. So I'll say it now. The only limits that exist are the ones that you place on yourself. Break free from self-doubt, take bold steps, and embrace the journey towards your dreams. You have the power to create the life you envision. Believe in yourself and make it happen. Hope you all enjoyed this solo episode on the Never Too Late podcast, and thank you all for listening.
If you're enjoying the podcast, please head over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and subscribe, follow, and rate the podcast so I can continue to make content that you enjoy and can all stay up to date. Connect with my Instagram page, Never Too Late Podcast, and pass this on to a friend or family member that you think could benefit from listening. Thank you for all your support. I really appreciate it.
Tuning in. This is just a reminder that this podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views on this podcast are not medical advice, and opinions of guests are their own. If you have any questions regarding your health, be sure to seek professional medical advice.